News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 26. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, some light snow later this morning into the afternoon, a high today 32. Clouds stay with us tonight down to 25 and a few flurries tomorrow and a high 32. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
Michigan State University interim president John Engler is done as of next Wednesday. He sent an 11-page resignation letter to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees yesterday afternoon, partially blaming the new Democratic majority and saying he's stepping down at their request. Engler came under fire over recent remarks that victims of Larry Nassar were enjoying the spotlight, something vehemently denied by 19-year-old victim Kaylee Lorenz.
Constantly doesn't think about our feelings, doesn't think about how it'll affect us. You know, he says that we enjoy the spotlight and that they're just trying to get back to work. I'm trying to get back to my normal life, and I don't think that that's even possible in the near future.
In his letter, Engler outlined the accomplishments of his time at the helm of his alma mater and called it an honor to have been able to serve in that role. He took over after the resignation of Luana Simon due to accusations she helped cover up Nassar's abuse. Simon is facing criminal charges in that case.
Republicans who control the Michigan Senate are making the reduction of auto insurance rates a top priority. The first bill introduced in the new two-year session could let older drivers use Medicare or other health insurance to cover their medical costs in an accident. Younger drivers could opt out of Michigan's mandatory unlimited medical coverage and choose less coverage. The bill is sponsored by Senator Eric Nesbitt of Lawton.
This is something where we're going to have to work to make sure that we have the drivers in the best interest of our families at stake instead of the special interests.
The legislation, which largely signals an intent to lower car insurance costs and leaves the specifics to be ironed out later, was proposed Tuesday. By making it the first bill, Republicans are signaling the importance of the issue. Nesbitt is hoping for bipartisan support, noting that hasn't always been there, despite the importance of the issue to everyone.
I've supported auto insurance reform that would have cut the cost by about 40%. There wasn't one Democrat that supported it when we voted on that back in 2013.
For years, efforts to curtail Michigan's highest in the nation auto insurance premiums have resulted in legislative stalemates.
During a visit to the North American International Auto Show, Governor Whitmer spoke about the loss of jobs with pending General Motors plant closures.
There's a lot of people who are very worried, and I hear them, I feel it, and I'm going to be doing everything that I can to make sure that hardworking Michiganders have got good jobs right here.
The governor says she has a meeting in the works with GM CEO Mary Barra.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is planning to issue food assistance program benefits early for February because of the partial government shutdown. Spokesman Bob Wheaton tells us bridge cards will be loaded up for next month, starting this Saturday and into next week. He says the average monthly benefit for a family is $350. In October, $145 million in federal food assistance went out in Michigan.
In Berrien County in October, there were 18,844 people who received food assistance. In Van Buren County, there were 10,229.
1.2 million Michigan residents get food assistance. Wheaton reminds them that the payments going out starting Saturday are for next month. There will be no payments next month. Therefore, everyone should budget out what they get. If the government shutdown stretches into March, it's not known what the state would do. WIC is not currently affected.
Coming up next week, several activities at Lake Michigan College to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Everything kicks off Monday with the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast Celebration and Diversity Award Ceremony. That will feature several speakers and performances from local choirs. Event planner Amanda Kurtz tells us LMC students will spend the week volunteering around the Benton Township campus.
The students will be able to come in at certain times throughout those days, and they're going to help assemble the dry bean soup and rice packets for the area food pantries, and they're also going to create tie blankets for the area homeless shelters.
Kurt says Wednesday will feature a forum with Spectrum Healthcare Lakeland on how certain demographic groups were historically disenfranchised from the healthcare system.
We have a discussion on equity and healthcare. That'll be a town hall meeting that's on January 23rd, which is Wednesday, and that'll be here at the Benton Harbor campus in the Hawk's Nest.
Thursday will bring a Race Relations Council forum, also at the Hawk's Nest. Kurtz says the public is welcome to those discussions. There's more information at WSJM.com.
Police officers and firefighters from all over Southwest Michigan will take part in a polar plunge next weekend, and they're taking donations now for the Special Olympics. Andrew West with Special Olympics Michigan tells us the event taking place in Stevensville has been organized mainly with the Berrien County Sheriff's Department.
There's several officers who will be taking the jump. And then the Nile State Police Post also is actively involved, very much fundraising, and also will be participating in jumping and volunteering with us.
Individual officers and firefighters from Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties will take part. So far, they've raised more than $9,000 for Special Olympics.
For the area, it's going to literally help them add programs that they have been unable to add because they don't have the funding. And so we're really, really excited because based on our fundraising right now, it looks like we're going to smash the best year we've ever had in the area.
West says police throughout Michigan raised more than $1 million for Special Olympics last year with their plunges and torch runs. You can donate to the Berrien County effort online. We have a link to it at WSJM.com. The Polar Plunge will be next Saturday at Watermark Brewing Company starting at noon. WSJM News Time 6:06. It's 26. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was up 141. NASDAQ gained 10. S&P 500 up 5. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, some analysts are raising concerns about the alliance between Ford and Volkswagen.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:07, 26 degrees. Some analysts are raising concerns about the alliance between Ford and Volkswagen.
It seems like Ford is bringing more to the table than Volkswagen, says Bank of America Merrill Lynch analyst John Murphy. He's particularly concerned about Ford's agreement to build a mid-size pickup for VW.
The F-150 and Ranger platform will converge over the next few years as you launch the new F-150. So you really are giving, you know, access to literally the crown jewel.
Ford has said both companies will keep their independent identities and remain competitors. At the Automotive News World Congress, I'm Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
Michigan's unemployment rate rose a tenth of a percentage point to 4% in December. Figures released yesterday by the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget show that while Michigan's jobless rate was rising, the U.S. rate declined by two-tenths of a percentage point during the same period to 3.9%. Michigan's rate last month compared with a December 2017 rate of 4.7%.
We are now in day 27 of the government shutdown.
Here at the nation's capital, there is plenty of finger-pointing, but essentially no negotiating for the reopening of the government. Some House members have protested outside of the office of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has not allowed debate on legislation to reopen the government. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of federal workers have not been paid. TSA call-outs are up, and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, are disputing whether the president should hold a State of the Union address address while the government remains shut down. Lana Zak, ABC News, the Capitol.
At the U.S. southern border, meanwhile, a large group of undocumented immigrants were taken into custody.
Hundreds of migrants in Border Patrol custody after they were discovered by agents in New Mexico Wednesday.
It was a group of 247 people. They turned themselves in at the Antelope Wells Port of Entry. Two Border Patrol agents out there.
Border Patrol agent for the El Paso sector, Fidel Baca.
Out of those 247, at least 50 almost immediately did request medical attention.
Officials say the group included families with small children and teens without a parent or guardian. The Border Patrol says most of the migrants are from Central America. Dave Packer, ABC News.
As more and more drones take to the skies, seems like more and more people are taking aim at drones. And the people who fly those drones say they've been the targets of violence as well.
A confrontation between a drone operator and a neighbor who just tried to shoot his unmanned aircraft out of the sky.
And if it flies over my property again, it'll be done.
Same as firing on a passenger jet.
It's incredibly dangerous.
Thig Moss uses drones in his photography business.
Someone's going to get shot, either the drone pilot or the person attacking the drone pilot.
The FAA says the law does treat people who shoot at drones exactly the way it treats those who shoot at helicopters. It could cost you 3 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the NBA, the Pistons win. They beat the Magic in overtime, 120-115. And on the ice, the Blackhawks beat the Rangers. That's coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.